Hello, everyone. Welcome. Today is Monday, April 29th, 2024. This year is going fast. I am Solid Blue Sister, and this is My Turn to Talk. And I hope everyone's having a wonderful day wherever you are. It is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day here in sunny Southern California, finally. Then again, every day you wake up is a beautiful day. And as always, whatever platform you're listening, be it live or the replay, thank you and welcome. Frankie, how are you? Hope you're having a good day. Hey, Minnesota, how are you, friend? Hey, Lou, welcome back. Welcome back. Hope everyone had a good weekend. Okay, so let's get started. All right, so today, let's just talk about, do we create our own storms? Do some people court trouble and blame it on others? In other words, is the writing on the wall, but we refuse to see it? And do we blame others when things don't go right in our lives? I'm pretty sure all of us can check at least one of those boxes. I know that I can. Lou, I am doing well. Thank you for asking. Sometimes we do tend to get into our own way. Sometimes we do create our own storms. You know, remember when you were little, your parents may have told you, don't do that or else this is going to happen. And you didn't want to listen and that happened. You know, but we always, you know, or sometimes we try to find an excuse for something that we created because we just don't want to see it. So do we create our own storms? You know, do we want to blame others for something that we ourselves created? I mean, you know, life is hard. Life is hard, you know, and when you're an adult, it gets even harder. You know, we have decisions that we have to make. We have choices that we have to make. I mean, we had those choices and those decisions when we were younger, but as we get older, things happen. Lou says, wait, life is easy. We make it hard. And Minnesota says, yes, yes, and yes. You know, to me, life is hard. you know, it may seem easy. It may be easier for some. You can say people who have a whole lot of money have it really, really easy, whereas people who don't have a lot of money have it really, really hard. But then if you look at, you know, you look at someone's life, and sometimes you look and you say the grass is not always greener on the other side. You know, you may think that somebody's, when you were younger, that, you know, you went over to somebody's house to spend the night, or you were spending night, or you were spending the day over someone's house or whatever, and you are taking a peek into their life, and you think their life is so great. You know, but then when you really look at their life, or they come back to school or back to work and tell you what's really going on, you may look at your own life and say, hey, my life's not so bad. I may not have a lot of money, but they have a lot of money, but. And I think that we all in some way have some type of but in our lives. You know, you may be able to do this, but can you do that? I can do that, but can you do this? So when we're going through life, you know, do we create our own storms? Do we purposely, you know, do we purposely put barriers in our own way? Hey, sweet Angel Bear, welcome. Hope you had a good weekend. You know, do we purposely put things in our own way? Do we make barriers? When we're in relationships, and somebody, and you have one person that's trying really, really hard, but another person doesn't, no matter what you do, they will find fault in something. Then you break up with that person. And you may or may not see that that person was actually a pretty good person. Because the next relationship you're in, when you thought it was going to be better, it really wasn't. That job that you dislike so much, you may even hate that job, and you quit. You go work someplace else. But this job, you may make more money. The hours may be better, but you may have a boss that is just absolutely horrible. Or when you look at that other boss that you had, really nice, really easygoing. You may not have made as much. The hours may not have been so great. But at the end of the day, did you have peace of mind when you got home? You know, were you stressed out because your boss was, you know, just constantly on you? Everybody has a butt. And Lou says, think we can all have our own stubborn ways. Yes, we can. Hey, Blunt, welcome. And we all are stubborn in some way. If you're in a relationship, men want to blame women. Women want to blame men. Your children want to say, oh, my parents are unfair. Parents can say, my kids are driving me crazy. But there's always a but. And don't get me wrong. There are some jobs that are absolutely horrible. There are some homes that are absolutely horrible. There are some parents that are horrible. There are women in relationships that are horrible. There are men in relationships that are horrible. But do we get in our own way? I know someone who told me that they like to argue. And when I think about that, you know, it's like, who says that? But this person does. You know, and you get to the point where it was like every conversation was pretty much an argument until at some point you had to step back and say, you know what? You go do you. I'm going to do me. Do we create our own storms? Do we create situations where, you know, you're trying to get along with people, but for whatever reason, they will not allow it? You know, if you have that, if you want that wife who doesn't work and stays home because you want her to be the little miss, you want her to stay home and, you know, keep the house nice, make dinner, whatever. And she does that. But you find fault when you come home. Well, how come this isn't clean? Yeah, you made my favorite dish, but you could have made it like this. I actually like it like that. Well, maybe she didn't have time to do this or do that. Being a full-time, you know, mom sometimes, a lot of times, is a full-time job. Or maybe you're that, you know, wife that does stay home. And your husband goes out and he's, you know, has a job. He's paying the mortgage. He's doing this. But you feel that the house you live in could be better. Well, how come we can't be like the Joneses across the street? Well, how come we can't do this? Well, how come you didn't buy this? Are you getting in your own way and you see that each person, husband and wife, are good people? If you just allow them to be and you're getting in your own way and vice versa. You know, if things don't go right, do we blame it on others? And Lou says, anyone should be grateful if someone else cooks a meal for them. True. You know, and then you have to think about this. Maybe that meal isn't exactly to your liking. But at least you're eating, because there are millions of people in this world who don't eat. Or they just have one meal a day. You have children who one reason why they want to go to school is because they know they're going to have a lunch. Sometimes they will have something to eat in the morning because they don't have anything to eat at home. And while you're complaining about, you know, that house that you live in, well, my husband could afford this, or, you know, my wife is making more money than me. You know, she could pay for this or she could pay for that. At least you have a house. Some people are living under the freeway or the highway, wherever, whatever you call it, whatever part of the country you're in. Some people don't have that. So is the writing on the wall and we refuse to see it? Because as Lou says, we are stubborn. You know, I mean, it just doesn't make, you know, any sense that we complain so much. Not everybody, but some. You know, you look at this country that we're in, and Lord knows there's a lot going on, a lot going on. And I know I'm one of those people who will say, you know, why are we doing this instead of this? Why is this person doing this instead of that? But then I could say, well, I guess I could live in a country where there are soldiers walking down the street. And then there's a soldier on every corner. You know, but again, everybody still has that but. And then it goes to, do we blame others when things don't go right in our lives? I'm pretty sure we all have it some point. But at what point do we start looking at ourselves and say, maybe this wouldn't have happened if we had done this. Maybe this wouldn't have happened if we just took a moment just to think for just one moment instead of rushing in to do this or to do that. You know, people are, I mean, we are humans. We're all humans. We all make mistakes all the time. The Lord knows I've made my share and I'm going to make many more. Since I'm an alien, you know, but how do we get out of our own way? And when we try to tell people that they're in their own way, should we listen to those people? Should we listen to the people who say, hey, you know, maybe if you just did this, maybe, you know, maybe this wouldn't happen. Or calm down. Don't do this. But we're human. We don't like to see, or rather hear, when other people are giving us advice that's contrary to what we are doing. I mean, yes, no. I mean, we all just, you know, I apologize, you guys. I have my window open and I have some people at my house doing some work. You know, some people say that people get in their own way because they fear that they're going to fail. So they do everything that they can to sabotage their efforts. You know, they do everything that they can to make something not happen so they can say, at least to themselves, well, see, look at what happened. I tried to do this, but it failed. Well, did you really try? Because if you're getting on in your own way, did you really try? I mean, you have that person who is like an excellent cook. Just excellent. I don't know, maybe they make really, really, you know, good pies or something, or really good cakes. That would not be me because I cannot bake. Hey, Juju, welcome. You know, so you say, you know, and they're looking to make extra money, but they can't go out and get a job per se, you know, because they may have kids or something or just whatever. Their schedule just won't allow them to work outside the home. So you say, hey, why don't you start making some pies or cakes? You know, you are really a good cook. And everybody tells this person, your cooks, I mean, your cakes, your pies, you know, they're really, really good, whatever. But you always have a reason for why you're not going to. And we as humans tend to do that. We always find a reason for why we can't do something. And you have several types of people in the world. You have people who are proactive. They would just get up and they'll do it. The procrastinators who say, okay. And they'll eventually do it. Or the woulda, coulda, shouldas who one day they wake up and it's too late. And I don't say too late because you're too old or something, because I never think anyone is too old to do anything. I think if you're 110 and you want to start to learn how to ski, if you think you can do it, you get out there and you do it. Even if you die the next month, at least you got up there and you did it. But you have those woulda, coulda, shoulda people who get in their own way and they don't do anything. But they may see their friends or see other people, their neighbors, their coworkers, or, you know, whatever. They're doing things that they woulda, coulda, shoulda done themselves. And then you have those procrastinators, the procrastinators that, okay, I'm going to do it. Okay, I'm going to do it. Okay, I'm going to do it. And then you finally get around to doing it, which is good. But maybe you were going to, you know, get around to doing this particular thing, and now the price has gone up. You know, you save your money to get certain things, and I'm just throwing out a number. I'm just going to throw a number out there. Say it was $100 when you were saying, I'm going to do it, but you waited too long. Now the price has gone up to $150. Maybe you don't have that extra 50, so now you got to save your money some more. But now you have a reason for not doing it because, well, the price went up, so now... But if you hadn't procrastinated, you could have gone ahead and did it. Or maybe you had the money. You just, for whatever reason, you just didn't do it. And then you have those people who will do it, who are proactive, and they'll just do it. If they fail, they fail. If they succeed, they succeed. But at least they did it. You know, so again, you know, do people get in their own way? Do people get in other people's ways? Do you tell people that they can't do something? Are you that person who is telling you know your friend? Or I'm sorry, are you that what do I want to say? Are you that person who tells your friend that they cannot do something? Are you that person? I can't throw crazy parties. You know, are you that person? And I ask because I actually have a quote unquote friend who's always telling me what I can't do. Every time I say that I want to do this, I'm going to do this, whatever. Oh, you're not going to be able to do this. You're not going to be able to do that. I'm just like, eh. Oh, okay. You know, so, and those are the people who I tend not to, you know, want to be around. Don't tell me what I can't do. If you're not going to encourage me, don't say anything. Hey, Power Girl, welcome, and see you pop in here. Welcome. You know, you have, you know, so do other people get in your own way? Do you intentionally get in other people's ways? You know, if your child wants to do something, and you don't want them to do it, and I'm not saying anything that's dangerous or whatever, but, if your kid wants to study this, or you don't think that they should, or they want to go to trade school to do this, but you want them to, you know, go and to become a doctor, but they don't want to do that. So do we get in our children's way where we, you know, start trying to dictate their lives for them? You know? I mean, what do you do? And then when that child doesn't come around to see you anymore, or doesn't come around as much, because every time they see you, you're telling them, you're wasting your life. Why are you doing this when you should be doing this? Maybe you wanted them to date this particular guy, this particular girl, but they went and they dated somebody else, and they're happy. It's working. But for whatever reason, you didn't like them. So they don't come over and they don't see you as much. Is it the kid's fault or is it yours? And that's when I say, do people create their own storms? I mean, we're all worthy of something. That is one thing that I believe 100%. Everyone is worthy of something. That homeless person that's been, you know, living on the corner that you see, that you've seen for the last, you know, three years, everyone is worthy of something. Everyone has worth. But some people just get in their own way. Some people are so busy doing things that are so negative or evil that their worth is just buried way, way down. But other people, you see you see it shining through. You know, so what do you do? Some of us get so wrapped up into some of us just get stuck. We get so, like, some people don't want to look outside the box because we're so used to those four corners being so perfect. If we look outside the box, things may be a little, that, you know, that line may be not so straight. It may be curvy. We don't want to see what's on the other side. I mean, I know people who, every time you go out with them to eat, they order the exact same thing. If we, no matter what restaurant you can go to, they'll order the exact same thing. And it's like, why don't you try something else? No, you know, I want this. I don't know how the other one's going to taste. True. But you won't know until you try. People get so comfortable. They get, you know, we get into our comfort zones. And sometimes we just don't want to let go. And again, like I said, the grass is not always greener on the other side. But that doesn't mean that you can't take a peek. But you do have to be careful. And for some people, you just let loose. Some people say the hell with it. I'm going to go with the flow. But we have to get out of our own way. And sometimes in order for us to move forward, we need to let go of certain things that we're so comfortable with. Sometimes that mom, you know, who, you know, their child who lives at home . Do we need to push them out the door sometimes? But sometimes those parents get so used to their kid being at home that we don't want to let them go. There's an actor by the name of Clifton Webb. Now he was an actor, you know, on black and white. His heyday was mainly in the 40s. But there was always a joke about him. Clifton Webb lived with his mother. When he died, he was in his 70s, always lived with his mother, never got married. And people used to laugh at him. And they used to say he was the oldest mama's boy that anyone ever saw. And whenever people would say, you know, why don't you get married? You'd always say, the girls that he took home to mother had to approve. Now, you look at this, you know, so you're in your 60s and you're bringing, you know, yes, you do want your parents to approve of the person that you're with. But, you know, it's like, was his mom disapproving because she wanted her son all to herself? Did he allow his mother to get in his way? And GB says, bad habits can get expensive and create a heavy storm. Absolutely, GP. Absolutely. You know, so you look around and you just and Gigi says you remain stagnant, stuck where you are. And you do. You remain that puddle of water that is always there. You know, sometimes you go places, there's always that puddle that's always there because the drain is always is clogged, you know, the sewer's clogged in that one area and there's always a puddle there. And when you remain stagnant, you miss out on things. You miss out on meeting people. You miss out on doing things. I mean, there are a lot of good people out there, you know, that we haven't met. Then there are people out there who you meet and it's like, eh, you know, not so much. But you're not going to know until you get out there. What do you do? Do we create our own storms? Do we get in our own way? And Gigi says, we have to learn how to get out of a rut. Hey, Shorty, welcome. And, you know, it is hard too. It's like once you get into a rut, depending upon the type of rut you're in, sometimes it is hard to get out of. But sometimes you just need, sometimes you just need somebody to kick you out of that rut, to just pull you out. You know, you need to do this. You need to just look, hey, just get up and get out. Gigi says you might follow your same routines day after day, only to one day realize that it feels less like you are working towards something and more like you're just killing time. That is so true, Juju. That is so, so true. You know, you know, and some people do just, you know, they are just killing time. You know, sometimes, you know, you wonder if, what I want to say, let me ask this. I'm not going to put in a statement. I'm going to put in a question. Do you think some people are just waiting to die? I mean, do you think that's possible, that some people are just waiting to die? That for whatever reason, they may see their life as humdrum, you know, just, and Juju says some people. Hey, Mr. B, welcome. You know, and I'm not talking about, you know, and I'm not talking about, I guess I am. Here we go with the sunflower. Okay, Juju. You know, but I mean, are some people just, you know, they're just waiting to die? I mean, they've become so stagnant, or everything they do in their life, they, you know, everything, every roadblock they have in their life, they are blaming someone else. So they just sit around just kind of waiting, you know what, you know, I'm just gonna sit around and just wait to die. You know, but you do have those people who just blame things on everybody else. Let's see. Juju says your goal is keep putting one foot ahead of the other until the day is done. You don't feel excited or inspired. Very true. GB says we can lead a horse to water, but not to drink. This is true. And sometimes it's hard to lead the horse. But you should be excited, and this may sound silly to y'all, but and corny, but I truly do this every single day. Every morning, I am grateful that I woke up, and every night, I am grateful that I made it through another day, because everybody doesn't make it. Everybody doesn't wake up the next day. Everybody doesn't go to sleep that night. They may go to sleep, but they may not wake up. So that alone should be something to get excited for. That alone should just make you just so excited that I'm here. And Juju says, you know that changing things up will make you happier in the long run, but stick with the status quo because it means you don't have to risk failure or pain. Juju, I agree with you 100%. GB say every day above ground is a good day. I mean, and it is. You know, sometimes you do have to change things up. Sometimes you do have to take those risks. I have risked. Failed at so many things. I have fallen on my face so many times, you know, but you get up. You know, but some people, they just don't have the strength to get up anymore. For whatever reason, they just don't have that strength. So how do they get that strength to get up if life just keeps beating them down, 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 down? You know, that homeless person, you know, do they just look around every day and just sigh and say, this is going to be another day of me having to ask for money for food or people making fun of me? Some people, you know, I mean, whatever they have to go through every day. But can we say they created their own storms to get in that situation? I don't think so. Sometimes storms are created for us. After this whole thing with COVID, I think a lot of storms were created for people when landlords, you know, got greedy. And that $1,500 a month apartment went up to $2,500. Or that two bedroom that you were paying $2,000 for is now $4,000. Sometimes storms are created for us. Or maybe a job, you know, that you were, where you were working, closed, went out of business, or you were laid off. You're living paycheck to paycheck. You only have two more paychecks before you can't pay rent, before you can't buy food. Sometimes storms are created for us, but how do we get out of those storms? How do we make it better? One teacher in the family was enough, GP. My mom was a teacher. Juju says, you choose to drive the same way to work every day. For example, you could take another route, but don't, because you're naturally biased to avoid uncertainty of a different path. You know, Juju, whenever they put up new homes in my city or in my area, I always drive that way, because I'm like, okay, where is this street going to take me? Is it going to let me out here? Or maybe I can go this way and then I can, you know, avoid this, or where is this going to lead me? And a lot of times, and which is a lot, I drive down that way and it's a dead end street. All I gotta do is turn around. But a lot of people are afraid of turning around. Some people won't even walk down that street. Or, you know, when I'm out, you know, walking my dog every morning, I always have a different route. Because number one, I don't want him to get bored, but you also get bored. You know, you want to see a different, you know, scenery, whatever. You know, there are people that you see the same time every day, you know, when you start walking or riding your bike or jogging or whatever, you see the same people. Hey, how are you? Wave, whatever. But I don't mind walking down that street. You know, and I'll tell them, hey, you know, come on, let's go this way. Then the most it can be is a dead end street and you turn around. But I find that when I'm in my car, and if I the street that was a dead end street 4 months ago, if I drive down there again, they've made it where it's a through street connecting to something else. I'm like, oh, okay, I can cut through here to get over there. But a lot of people won't do that. They will still go up this street, make a right this way, and go all the way down this way. And even if you say, hey, you know, Juju, if you took this street over there, you miss all that traffic. But some people are afraid to take that street. They'll still go up this way and go that way, whatever, and sit in traffic, add an extra 15 minutes to their route. Because people are uncertain of a path that they're going to take. Life is full of uncertainties. when you wake up every day, you are not certain that what you plan is going to happen, because it may not. People who get on an airplane, you're assuming that you're going to fly from this place to that place. Lately, with Boeing, you know, you got bolts flying off of planes and this door's coming off and this is coming off. I mean, it's not certain that you're going to make it from point A to point B. You may not make it to the airport. Something can happen. You plan on going to work every day. Something could happen. But we can try to stay out of our own way. We can try to look within ourselves when things don't go right in our lives and wonder why. We are all human. We all make mistakes. We all have biases. We all have things that we prefer. But while we're getting in our own way, are we getting in other people's ways also? And Jesus says it's important not to criticize or berate yourself once you understand the root cause. This is true. This is true. But sometimes we also have a hard time criticizing ourselves. And sometimes we do need to criticize ourselves. So, anyway, that's all I have, y'all. I did not upload I did not upload an outro song, so I am looking for a song right now to take us out with that I have previously played. Gigi says, while things may be just fine as they are, if you're not satisfied, it's time to make changes and regain your spark. That's all I have. Okay. And this is true. Okay, y'all. Okay, I am going to play I'll make it simple. I'll play You Are So Beautiful. You are so beautiful to me. It'll sound a lot better than me singing. So here you go, guys. And as always, thank you guys for coming. Here we go. You Are So Beautiful, Joe Cocker.
You are so beautiful. I need.
to me. You are so beautiful. To me, you are so beautiful. To me, can't you see?
And that's it, everyone. I will be here tomorrow. Thank you so much for coming. And everyone have a great day or evening, wherever you are. Bye.